Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today we're going to continue the second part of our interview with Mike Fox, and he's my brother in the Lord and my ministry colleague, and he's also the CEF Child Evangelism Fellowship Local Director for the Three Rivers Chapter up in the Joliet area. So, Mike, thanks for being with us here again today.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back.
So, Three Rivers. A lot of people don't understand what in the world we are saying when we say a Three Rivers chapter. So what, first of all, what is a CEF local chapter and where is Three Rivers local chapter and why do you even call it Three Rivers?
Wow, there's a lot there. All right. Local chapter is a area in a state or metro area that's under the guise of Child Evangelism Fellowship, and we work with their goals, ministering under their goals here in Illinois. That's our chapter. We're up around the Joliet area, Shorewood, for those of you who are expert Illinois geography. All right, we're in three counties, Kankakee, Will, and Grundy. And our three rivers are the Des Plaines River, three major rivers that run through our area.
Right.
The Des Plaines River, the Illinois River, and the Kankakee River.
So those are, that's how you got
Three Rivers.
And did you come up with that name?
Well, I don't want to. Yeah, I guess I did.
Well, we went through like a name change and we had to come up with a different name there. So,
right.
But it's not just you that's up there.
Oh, no.
So you're up in the Three Rivers chapter in the Will and the Grundy and what was the other one?
Kankakee.
Kankakee. So those three county areas, I should know that. And so, but it's not just you. So who else is out there serving with you in your CEF local chapter?
Well, I'm so thankful to have my son, one of my sons who works with us, Steve, and then Valerie Hunt. She's a gift to us, a great educator, good heart for God. And then Dave Waitis. He's been with us about a year now, a young man who grew up in CEF, went through all the five-day clubs as a kid, day camp, all those things, and he's grown up and went down to CMI, our Children's Ministries Institute, and he's now on our staff as well, part-time.
And then, but again, not just the staff, you also have a
volunteers.
You have a board, because every local chapter has a local committee. And so you have, what, about a dozen people in your local committee?
Yes, we have 12 on our local committee.
I thought so, okay.
And I'm talking to another two right now to see if I can get them on. Yeah,
good. And so they are, you know, the ones that you're accountable to.
Right.
And not to mention accountable to me, too, but that's okay. That's another story.
Yeah,
but you also have volunteers, too, right?
Oh, yes, we do. Dozens of volunteers.
Do you have any idea how many? Or?
Oh, wow. I would guess that we probably have at least 25 to 28 volunteers.
Volunteers. Okay. So walk us through, you know, what is it that you exactly do with CEF and your local chapter there? Like, for example, let's go ahead and just take summer because we were talking about summer last time. So after we get through the two-week training school and then you guys, you know, pack up your little bags here in Peoria and go back to Three Rivers after the training school, then what do you do?
Well, our first week back, we always have a one-week day camp there on our site, our office site.
In Shorewood.
In Shorewood. Mm-hmm. That's when we bring boys and girls in for a week. Not overnight camping, of course, just day camping. And we have a chance to watch our summer missionaries do their thing and to tweak if we have to.
To keep helping them.
Right, to keeping them trained. And then after that, we begin 5 weeks of five-day clubs.
Wow. Now, will you go out and teach too?
Oh, yes.
Or is it just the youngins?
Oh, no. Our staff goes with them.
The staff goes with them. Okay. So just how many Friday clubs will you end up be doing?
I think right now, Katrina, we have 19 scheduled.
Wonderful. And that's equivalent to like 19 vacation Bible schools.
Right.
Except these five-day clubs are out in the community. So instead of the children coming to us.
We go to them.
Yep, we go to them. So instead of come and see, it's go and tell. So, well, cool. So that's exciting. So, you know, some people might say, well, you know, can you really make an impact in a child's life in a 5-day club in 5 days. I mean, you only have them for like an hour and a half each day, you know, for five in just 1 week. I mean, can you really do anything?
Yes, we can't, because it's a concentrated week. An hour and a half every day for 5 days. And we're building in, and of course, we build day after day on our curriculum. We build next day, next day, next day. Mm-hmm. And we're just teaching them. And yes, there's great impact. We're seeing boys and girls come to know the Lord. We're watching them grow. And then after they come to know the Lord, we have the Truth Chasers Club here in Illinois.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That we sign them up for.
Right.
That free ministry of discipleship.
And we just started that last May.
Right.
A year ago last May.
We're the only state that has that. We're cool. Or approximately the only state.
One of the only states. But it's actually expanding. So now we're taking care of 10 states right now. Mm. And also we're kind of taking care of now Chicago. And also we're kind of getting into some other areas as well. And so I think we're going to pick up Wisconsin here pretty soon. So, but anyway, so that's exciting. We have about 1,600 boys and girls enrolled in. And that's a free Bible correspondence course to have continue to touch
help
back.
Them, help them grow.
Yeah, to help, help them grow. In the
so,
Lord.
Yeah, we have impact. God mm-hmm. This is God's ministry. And the Holy Spirit works through His Word, which we share. The Word of God, eternal.
So, do you have any cool stories about how you saw, you know, the gospel touch a child's life? And
Oh yeah. You know, for instance, our Good News Clubs, which meet during the school year.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we've come to the end of our run, maybe an 8-week run at a school, I recall at, well, I'm not going to mention the name of the school, but one of the schools near our office, after if we'd come to the conclusion, our last day there, and a little girl came up to me. And she started crying.
Hmm.
And I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "I don't want to see you go. Do you have to go?"
Because the last Good News Club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I said, "You know what? We're going to come back in the spring."
Right.
And she, a big smile came over her face. She'd accepted the Lord that time there. Can I just share one other?
Sure. Uh-huh.
We were doing some ministry with a Chinese group of believers.
Uh-huh.
And I shared the gospel with a little boy. I counseled him for salvation. And after he prayed and asked the Lord Jesus to be his Savior, he looked up at me. And you can often see it in their eyes.
Right.
And he looked up at me, a big old smile from ear to ear, and he said, "Wow, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life."
Wow, that's cool.
And, you know, the kid, 8 years old, you know?
Yes.
That is life. But it is the best thing that's ever happened to him in his life.
Yes.
And we have those kinds of stories all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you this one.
Mm-hmm.
We were in one school where we were doing the Good News Club.
The Good News Club, after school.
After school, Good News Club.
But we're in the public school after school. I mean, how cool is that?
Oh, yeah. Hey. I go, every time I'm in a classroom, I think, you know what, all day long, they've been teaching humanism.
Somebody pinch me, you know. So you know,
they've been teaching humanism here. I get to tell them the truth.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. So we've been at the school, and one of the mothers of the children, she also attends the same church I do, and she had been telling her adult sister who has children in another school about the Good News Club, but we'd been kind of blocked from that school. They just weren't cooperative with us, and we finally figured out how we might get over there. We passed out flyers after school to people picking up their children.
Right.
And we got into that school of that the sister of that mother.
Okay.
And we'd been there 2 weeks, and the sister of the mother said to me, "You know, Mr. Fox, I've been praying for weeks that a Good News Club would come to my school."
Oh, wow.
I have never had that happen to me.
Mm.
And I said, "Wow, oh, thank you. Wow, yeah, that was cool."
Recently had something like that happen, but it was a principal that came up to one of our volunteers and said, "When do I get a Good News Club in my school?" And we're like, and then we heard about it, it's like, man, we got to scramble, and so we got a Good News Club before. And isn't that neat?
Yeah.
To see how God is going before us, and He's working that all out. So how many, approximately, you know, how many Good News Clubs do you have during the school year? So summertime is 5-day clubs, but in the school year, it's Good News Clubs. So how many Good News Clubs, different Good News Clubs.
Different schools. Well, I think we were in 21 schools.
21.
Yeah, 21 schools. And we went back to, and I think in a half dozen of them, we went back twice in one school year, mm-hmm. two different sessions.
Okay.
And we have one school in the Morris area, Morris, Illinois, that runs from October through April.
Wow. I mean, that's just, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean,
oh, no.
It's better than sliced bread any day.
Any day. Yeah. Any day.
Now, you've also been doing some pioneering work in Kankakee. So can you just kind of share with us what you've been doing there, or what are some, like, briefly what your goals are for, it's like a new area for you.
Oh, yeah. I said I wish I was 30 again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's, it grabs my soul when I go down there.
Yeah.
You know, the opportunity. We had our first after-school Good News Club in Kankakee County this past school year.
This year.
And we saw three children come to know the Lord as their Savior.
Awesome.
It was a 9-kid Good News Club, and three of them came to know the Lord.
Mm.
And we have touched the nerve of some people down there,
okay.
And it looks like we're going to be in three schools.
Three?
This fall.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this
wow.
fall. Yeah.
So as a director of, you know, this three-county area, this Three Rivers chapter, so what are some of your goals that you have for short term and long term? What does the Lord put on your heart? I mean, you know, you are serving the Lord, and you know, you still got years ahead of you, but what would you like to see God do, you know, before you say, okay, you know, I'm ready to pass the baton to somebody else? What would you like to see God do?
Good question. Immediately, we want to see Kankakee develop as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had a teacher training session down there. We saw six people at that training session, eager to learn. We've touched base with several churches in Kankakee. I want to see after-school Good News Clubs, even in the city of Kankakee. I've been told horror stories about that, but we want to try to get in the city of Kankakee.
We serve a big God.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever God opens, no man can shut. When he shuts, no man can open.
I understand that. This new superintendent in Kankakee, city of Kankakee, loves the Lord Jesus.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're seeking to make an appointment with her.
Okay.
To talk with her. But our short-range and, well, short-range goal right now is to begin getting more and deeper into the Kankakee County.
Okay.
Without abandoning Will or Grundy.
Right.
And long-term, I just want, and this, I'm a very simple man, and I'm pleased with simple things, but I want to see us go where God would have us go and do what God would have us do, not push our way. You know, sometimes we, because we have the United States Supreme Court ruling, sometimes we just want to bust those doors open,
but I want
God to open them.
We want God to open them.
Right.
We do.
We have the right to do that now, but God has to do that. And I just want to see boys and girls come to the Lord.
Mm.
And like I said, Katrina, when I go into a classroom, I'm thinking all day long, they've taught humanism here.
Right.
I get now to teach the truth. Wow.
And that's what we want to see spread over all of Illinois. So you know what? Let's just close in a word of prayer. And so let me just pray for you. Is that
thank
okay?
You. Oh, man, yes.
Lord, we just want to thank you for what you're doing in Mike's life and also the Three Rivers Chapter's life and for the summer ministry that's coming up before them and the 5-day clubs and then the school year ministry and also in Kankakee. Lord, mm-hmm. we just pray that you would unleash the gospel, that it would go forth in power, and that you would give them open doors of opportunities so they would speak bold the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to speak it boldly and clearly as they ought to speak. And we just ask that you would do this for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week to listening to Telling Future Generations, but more importantly, in making the name of Christ known so the generation can put their hope in the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.